Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to all of our sponsors, and especially to our espresso level sponsors, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and for hosting our site, and to Expander Digital for both their sponsorship and providing SEO services to us. Now enjoy the episode. Welcome to the next episode of WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to people in WordPress all over the world. And, you know, Micah, I don't even know where you are talking to me from today. I never thought to ask you that.
I am in Snellville, which is a suburb just east of Atlanta. In
Georgia. Okay. So we're in the same time zone. I'm in Rochester, New York. We're at least in the same time zone. There you go. So I usually talk about how I know you, and you and I met through a Twitter chat, a Bluehost Twitter chat, where you were the expert of the day and I was picked to be. I always find it funny to call myself an expert. I'm sure you do too. But I was asked to be part of that as somebody who knows what they're doing. And, you know, I like to pretend I know what I'm doing, even if sometimes it doesn't feel authentic. But I think we fake it till we make it sometimes. And we're our own harshest critics as well. So my guest this evening is Micah Wood, and you do work for Bluehost, as we can see behind you, which is awesome. I love that. And it's a pleasure to have you here with me today. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So tell us about yourself and what you do.
So I work at Bluehost. I've actually been working with WordPress for a really long time, probably about a little over 11, 12 years maybe. So I started working with Bluehost maybe a little over a year ago. And so what I typically do day to day is I spend most of my time contributing to WordPress itself, and then a smaller percentage of my time working on internal things for Bluehost. So typically related to the WordPress plugin that we have, and things like that. So
are you a developer then? Are you working on that part of the
developer? Yes.
Okay. So you're working on WordPress core when you say you're contributing to WordPress?
Well, technically yes. And, technically I do a lot of WordCamps, that kind of thing. So
gotcha. Okay.
Contributing to WordPress.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, community docs, code, whatever, you know,
like a lot of us probably are splitting our time and volunteering a lot of our time over to WordPress. That's awesome. So tell us, show us what mug you have with you today. I want to see.
Oh, yeah. So this is my Starbucks mug from Phoenix, actually.
Okay. Oh, very good.
I've gotten, so my wife and I, we've been trying to get mugs from all the places that we've been together. Mm-hmm. That's just happens to be one of a collection of probably 10 or so that we've got. So.
Oh, nice. And Starbucks has really nice ones. They're nice and thick and they hold a lot of coffee.
You do. Yeah.
What are you drinking in your mug today?
So it's Friday. It's the end of the work week. It's the end of the work day. And something I normally never put in a mug, I put some ginger beer in here. So.
Oh, very good. I was going to grab some wine from home on my way over here, but none of it was cool. So I just am drinking water out of my WordCamp Montreal 2018 water bottle today. So maybe tomorrow when I have a few more interviews tomorrow, I'll chill some wine tonight and get a little loose on my interviews. So how did you get started with WordPress? So you said you weren't at Bluehost first. You came into Bluehost. So how did you get started with WordPress?
You want the long story or the short story?
whatever you want to share.
We'll do the long story. So, So I actually kind of before I ever got into WordPress itself, I ultimately had been had two jobs, two businesses actually, that I owned. One was a lawn care company and the other was a martial arts studio. Hmm. And so the lawn care company was first, and I was terribly introverted and did not like trying to find new customers. So I decided the best approach would be for me to go and learn how to create a website and sell my services online. So that's where that kind of started from. I started out just learning basic HTML and how to create a very static website. My first website was a Microsoft Clipart logo, you know, with lawnmower, and I had put that up on my website, and it was just a wall of text outside of that image. So so that was my first website. Yeah. And then I had a friend who was a designer that I met later, and so he designed my logo as well as the website. So I was able to overhaul that, and it actually looked decent. And then later on, when I got into starting my own martial arts studio, he also designed the logo for that. And he did not design the site, but I was able to do that in the browser good enough to make it look decent.
There you go.
But actually, so the martial arts thing, I started learning how to make dynamic web pages. So I learned how to create a login system and how to, basically the goal was for people to be able to log in and see just their belt level, so that they don't peek ahead, you know, and try to learn all the other things. That was kind of one of my pet peeves with martial arts. Is everybody always want to learn the next level of techniques before they were ever there. So I ended up learning some of those things. And then a friend of mine actually introduced me to WordPress. Mm-hmm. And so I first thing I did in WordPress was move my martial arts website over into WordPress. Well, it was kind of a combination of part of it was WordPress, part of it was still my own thing, but I started making that move. And then I realized, because I had coded out the martial arts thing from scratch, that WordPress was doing some things a little different, like not storing raw passwords in the database.
Oh, there you go.
Like that. So I quickly, you know, started digging in and trying to figure it out and get better at it. The funny thing is, the guy that introduced me to WordPress actually at the time was running a WordPress web shop. So he had his own business and a partner as well. And I think it was a very short period of time, probably, I don't know, maybe 6 to 8 months, somewhere in there, that after I kind of really dug into WordPress, I was actually the guy that he called when they needed heavy development work done. So I didn't realize just how cut out I was for development. I had, when I was 12, I created this very complex Microsoft Access database for hosting my stamp collection.
Okay.
The ability to upload images and all this kind of stuff. And then in lawn care, one of the things I didn't like doing was wasting time trying to quote people on services. Mm-hmm. So created a spreadsheet where I could just input 4 values and it would take the most recent prices of all the materials and chemicals and all that. And it would figure out the calendar and it would just allow me to print it up. So things like that. I had kind of been doing programming, if you want to call it that, for a while. It's just, I didn't realize that I'm actually,
that's what you're, you didn't realize that was actually what you were doing, right?
Yeah. And the funny thing is, so when I decided to move away from the lawn care company, I decided that I wanted to do something in internet technology space, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so the thing that I decided to move into, because I didn't really realize that development was as much of a career path as it was, I went into internet marketing. So I did a lot of SEO and you know, a little bit of AdWords and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't until I actually realized that a majority of the SEO clients I had actually were on WordPress. And some of those SEO clients wanted things created for SEO purposes that involved development. I was like, I could probably do that. Once I got found out that I was actually pretty decent, people kept sending me work. So
You suddenly had a business, huh?
Yeah, and the rest was downhill from there. I completely switched from SEO to web development. I actually taught my sister all the SEO stuff and ended up, I specialized in multi-site at first. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The very first website I did was relatively complex. And I think I came away from that particular project probably knowing a lot more than most people, just because I had to deal with all kinds of crazy things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, once I kind of did my own thing there for a little while, and then I paired up with a guy, and a very smart guy, and we started doing some enterprise WordPress development for large corporations like Coca-Cola and Dell and some of those things. So I did that for a long time, and that's basically what I was doing up until I started working at Bluehost. So
the real question that comes to mind is, with a background in martial arts and WordPress, shouldn't you be working for Ninja Forms instead of Bluehost?
Thing, but they haven't reached out, so I don't know.
I did an interview just a couple weeks ago with James Laws, who is runs the show over there. So, you know, maybe I can hook you guys up. But Bluehost will kill me if I, you know, if I do a different stuff. We'll pretend this conversation never happened. When you look at other people's websites, and I don't mean anybody in particular, but just in general across the field, what are some things that you think that people don't focus enough attention on that might make their site stronger and better?
Well, I think people typically... there's always things like accessibility that they kind of ignore, but I think the number one kind of pet peeve of mine is people are not very careful about picking the things that they put on their website. So they don't know what, you know, they pick a theme or a plugin and ultimately maybe it worked for the time being, but as their company grows, mm-hmm. they get to a point where it's just not, it doesn't scale, it's not manageable anymore. And then they end up in kind of this situation where there's just kind of a big mess just to try to switch over and move everything away. So I think just being a little bit more aware of that is probably the one thing I'd say that most people could do a little better.
That makes sense.
And I know a lot of people aren't developers and so they don't think ahead like that and mm-hmm. thing, but, I think definitely one of those things we need to help educate people on, I guess. So.
that makes perfect sense. Absolutely. What's something that you wish you had known earlier on in your career that might have made things a little easier for you in WordPress?
Well, that's a good question. Generally, when I was first starting, I would just dig in and I had a pretty positive attitude. I can figure anything out. and for the most part, that's been relatively true. I think the things that maybe took me a little while to get a good handle on were some of the more advanced URL rerouting and all kinds of stuff like that. but I don't know. I had tried a couple of other systems before I got into WordPress. One was Magento, another was Joomla, and then I tried out WordPress, and I was like, this is actually fun and easy, and so, I don't know. It's been a while since I first started, too, so.
Me too. My first website ever in my MBA program, I had to build a website with a group of people from scratch in HTML. And it had to incorporate an algorithm and it had all these different, you know, requirements. So this was back in 2000. So we're talking almost 20 years ago now. And it was, I mean, I look back at it now and we were so excited. It had like animated GIFs and music played and like all those things that you're like, right now, if you saw on a website, you'd just smack your head, right? But at the time, it was pretty special. So, but I know what you mean. It's like when you think back to that those early sites that you build. It's like at the time it was like, wow, I put something on the internet and everybody can see it. And now you look back and you go, oh my God, I put something on the internet and everybody saw it.
Right. But yeah, that was, I still remember. So I was working on this really big project. It was one of my first projects. And there was a, well, the guy, like I said, I was doing some SEO stuff, and the guy had asked me to do this little widget plugin thing. It was relatively straightforward, but kind of maybe not white hat SEO thing. You know, I kind of was like, you know, this is kind of, you know, probably not a great idea, but he wanted to get that widget plugin into the WordPress directory. Mm-hmm. And basically it was a widget that showed some travel information, which basically scraped from somebody else's website. And it would put a link to their site at the bottom. I was like, well, I don't know if they're really going to accept this, but I've also never submitted a plugin. So I'd love to try it out and see how it goes and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And of course it got turned down. But that was the first project. This guy realized I was actually a decent developer. Mm-hmm. And so I also didn't realize that he worked at a major media conglomerate in the UK. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so I ended up, that's why the first site I did was so big. so really dug into that, definitely undercharged. I think one of the things that probably would have made everything easier for me is just realizing the value of what I had to offer.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I ended up creating a plugin after building that big site, which was a essentially a jQuery slider plugin. It was actually the first of its kind because it was the first slider plugin that actually used post types.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, today I don't think WordPress, I mean, WordPress is definitely going to tell you it's too old and you shouldn't install it. it's a pretty old code in there, but but yeah, the interesting thing though was just how quickly it got adopted.
Yeah,
you know, I think I had 10 people maybe download it initially, and one person was like, hey, it would be cool if it did this. You know, and then that number would bump up, and then some, you know, 3 or 4 people would, hey, it'd be cool if it did this, and then I'd make a few updates, and before you knew it, it was, you know, over a 250,000 downloads. And
wow.
So that was really fun for my first plugin. So
you feel like you want to give everybody your autograph, but they have no idea who you are at that point. They just like your plugin, right? Yeah. So you've been to WordCamps. You've been probably to meetups as well, I'm assuming. When you think back over your time at different, you know, WordPress type events, is there a moment or two that seemed like a pivotal moment for you? You met somebody, you heard a talk, somebody said something to you that just kind of made a difference for you.
Well, as far as working at Bluehost, going to WordCamp Raleigh was actually when I sealed that deal. So, but yeah, like, I don't know. I think I've met so many people and I've been to so many WordCamps that it's kind of hard to pick out exactly. But yeah, I don't know. I would have to say it's just really more about the community. I remember first going to WordCamps, I would sit in all the sessions, the development track would just basically sit there. But it wasn't too long before I realized that the level at which I was expecting the talks to be was a little lower. So then I just started sitting out in the hallway and talking to people. Yeah. And then I started to realize that most of the really good people were also always in the hallway. so I just actually got to where I spent a lot of time, you know, not in the class. Yeah. So,
I love that it actually over the last few years has got the name the hallway track. You know, so, and I know a lot of us spend our time there. And honestly, I don't know about you, but I also like spending some time at the happiness bar because sometimes I'm able to help people solve some issues and that's a lot of fun too.
Yeah. Yeah. I've definitely spent a good bit of time at the happiness bar before. I kind of like it because I've done a little bit of everything. from running a business to doing internet marketing to all this other stuff. And so regardless of what questions people bring, I typically at least can point them in the right direction.
So. Yeah, that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about Bluehost, especially talk about the Twitter chats that happen and how those contribute to, you know, WordPress in general and how you get people involved.
Yeah, so so the idea behind the Twitter chats is we wanted to basically find a good way for Bluehost to interact with the WordPress community. Because again, we're my entire job is basically to contribute back to WordPress, which includes, again, the community. And so everything that we can do to kind of form a tighter relationship with the WordPress community, you know, that's what we want to do. So we've done a number of things. We've actually, we wrote a book. And so that came out a while back, but we're also working on another book, which will come out soon, I think, WordCamp US. But yeah, on Twitter, the idea was we just want to provide a nice forum for people to learn and to engage. Mm-hmm. And so we've done a few of the Twitter chats. I think the first one was with another guy on my team who was kind of leading that one. It was, you know, how to get started contributing to WordPress. Mm-hmm. And then I think we did an e-commerce one. And then the latest one here was the business, kind of the general business chat. So, I got to come up with all the questions and, you know, plan all that out and then kind of help lead it. And I say kind of help lead it because really the question is asked, I answered the question and then a million other people answer the question. And then I'm trying to just kind of respond and, you know, engage with people that have answered it. So,
yeah, it's a lot of fun. And what I think is beautiful about it too is it's not competitive. It's not like, oh, I want to have the best answer. It's like I'm contributing my answer. Other people are contributing their answers. And then we start commenting on each other's. Wow, that's a really great idea. Retweeting those. So, you know, it helps people understand more the breadth than just one person's opinion. But, you know, and of course, it's also really good because Bluehost theme is all over it too. So it's a really good marketing technique as well as a way to contribute to the community both.
Yeah. That's one of those things where everybody had so many good ideas. All I did, probably the next day, not all I did. The next day I ended up looking up the BH chat hashtag and just browsing back through all the responses because there were lots of things I missed in the moment. But
yeah, it's because it's not just going in one direction, it's going in a million different directions. So it's hard to, they taught us a few years back, you know, when I grew up, it was a food chain. Now it's a food net. That's what those chats are not linear. They are just a net that just kind of spreads out over everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff though. And it's great to have that, the hashtag, so that anytime you can go back and take a look and see what the different questions were and how people answered them. I think it's brilliant. I love it. Good stuff. So what kind of things do you talk about? Like you give talks at WordCamps, I'm assuming you've given some.
True. Yeah. So I've given lots and lots of development talks. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that because I've given so many development talks at this point, I'm trying to get a little bit more creative and also hit other areas. I mean, like I said, I've got a decent background in business. I actually got my degree in business management and marketing. And so I kind of want to get a little bit more into presenting and talking on some of those things. And then I also like to try to get a little creative with the development side or other things as well. So I've done a series, so I have the first one I did was how to become a better developer. And so it's basically kind of my outline of how you can optimize the learning process, and the stages you go through, and each thing you should be focused on at each stage, and when you should find a mentor and things like that. Yeah. And so that was fun, and it went over really well. So then I created another one, which was how to become a faster developer.
Oh, okay.
And that one went over pretty well. And then I gave a talk recently on how to become a more productive developer, where I sprinkled in some of my, I love productivity. So mm-hmm. I sprinkled in a lot of that kind of thing in there as well. And then I think the most recent talk I gave was one I've done a long time ago, but in preparation for the book that Bluehost is going to be putting out, mm-hmm. I did a lot of writing for the troubleshooting chapter.
Okay.
And so I really kind of revamped that talk. And the interesting thing is that I'm surprised how many people I approach it from a different direction than I think most people think about troubleshooting. I think from a general sense, people kind of get the idea, but being able to lay out exactly like, here's how you can run a test as a user to figure out whether your problem is with this thing or this thing or this thing or, mm-hmm. And then, once you figure out where it's from and what type of thing you're dealing with, then, better what to do with it. So
sure. That's good.
Yeah. Those are some of the things.
That you can say, and then the next couple are going to be how to become a happier developer, how to become a healthier developer. There's all kinds of directions you could take that.
That's a good idea. I really want to do something like how to become a healthier developer, because one of the things I've really been focused on lately is fitness and health. And I was diagnosed as pre-diabetic a while back, so mm-hmm. I'm trying to, do those things. But I think that'd awesome. Be a fun one.
It would be a good one. And especially there's a lot of focus right now on mental health in WordPress, so that, the happier, healthier kind of goes together. So there you go. See, I just came up with your next talk for you. Yeah. You're welcome. I'm going to move into what I call my rapid fire questions. Take as much time as you need to answer them. But the first question is, what are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody who's building their own website?
So I think having a decent SEO plugin is important, because otherwise you don't really have control over all of the things that you need control over to do SEO well. So Yoast is a good one. All-in-one SEO is a good one. Mm-hmm. One of the other things that I think most people assume that their web host does, is backups. And in some cases, they would be correct, right? I've probably used every web host under the sun at this point. Not really, but at least the big ones, the WordPress-specific ones. And I've run into situations with very reputable companies mm-hmm. where the backups just didn't work. Mm-hmm. And so then we go to try to restore a backup or just check on our backups to make sure that we're good and... the backups corrupted or never happened or
something like that. Or the malware came in before the furthest back backups. I've had that happen before too.
So one of the things I think is important is having a good backup plugin. I think if you want to have redundancy. So if you have a host that's doing your backups for you, then you want to make sure that you're doing them yourself as well. Cause then if one fails, at least the other hopefully will be there. So having something that will actually back it up off site, not just on your server, where if somebody does hack your site, they're just going to hack your backup as well.
So. Right. Exactly. It's kind of like, what do they say? Like closing the barn door after the horses got out.
Right. Yeah.
You want to make sure that you get things in the right direction. That's right. At any point in your WordPress career, whether it was an official relationship or not, have you had a mentor, and who was it?
Yes. I would have to say my first mentor was Mike Schinkel. So he was, he had gotten a computer science degree and had been working in the programming space for a long time, not necessarily with WordPress. And but he kind of got big into WordPress. He, while being a very smart guy, is also a very strong personality and very pedantic, I guess. And it was good to be able to have a lot of, you know, these discussions about, well, this is the way WordPress does it. And he's like, well, this is the way computer scientists do it. So, you know, really working through some of that stuff and getting kind of a broader perspective, not just how to do something in WordPress, but how to just do something probably the best way you can. So I end up working with him for several years. And then we ended up parting ways after a while, but it was good. It taught me a lot, and definitely probably wouldn't be at the level I'm at if it weren't for those experiences.
So. People are sometimes surprised to hear me say that WordPress isn't always the solution for everything. But right. It isn't always the best solution for everything. It's like when that saying, when you have a hammer, when your only tool is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. So if you only know WordPress, you think that would solve everything, but it isn't always the best solution for everything. So, well, that's good to know that you've got that background, which is great. Who is somebody that you admire in the WordPress community and why?
Ooh, that's probably a really long list. There are a lot of people doing lots of great things.
Just pick a couple.
I'm going to narrow it down to the team that I work with at Bluehost. So I, to be honest, have been kind of impressed with Jonathan DeRosiers. He's been working on the triage team, trying to all the tickets out there related to WordPress. So many thousands that are just not been addressed or, you know, taken care of in any way. And, yep. You know, and every day I see, you know, just kind of this constant stream of him interacting, closing tickets, working on stuff. So it's really good to see, you know, somebody who may not be super popular necessarily, but, you know, somebody who's really making a difference. I think there's a lot of those people all over that do things that you don't realize that, you know.
Yeah, behind the scenes people.
Makes a big difference. So.
Yeah, you have a great team. I've encountered the Bluehost team at lots of different WordCamps that I've attended. You know, you're on the road team anyway, but they're good people over there. Definitely. What's something that you'd like to learn in WordPress but you haven't tackled yet?
So the only thing I can think of right now is GraphQL is something that I haven't really toyed around with at all. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with it, but never done it before. So that's something that I definitely like to play around with. To be honest, though, I haven't had a particular reason necessarily to do it. So I may have to wait for a good excuse later down the road, but that's something I think would be fun.
That's why I haven't learned PHP yet. It's like, it's on my list, but I haven't had a need for it yet, but I still kind of want to learn it. And as soon as there's time, yeah. I'll tackle it. Problem is there's never time.
Yeah.
What's one of the biggest mistakes you've ever made in WordPress, and what did you learn from it?
I would have to say being very careful about deploying websites in code. It is common to make errors as humans, and when doing important things is no exception. So launching sites, accidentally wiping out databases, or you know, failing to make those backups right before you change something, or back when I didn't know better, actually just editing files on the server directly, things like that.
And then everything goes white, and you're like, "Oh my goodness, what did I just do?"
Yeah. So Yeah, that was the funny thing is when I first started developing and working with websites interactive websites. I would always get these white screens, and I got to be a really good guesser as to what the problem was.
Yeah.
But it wasn't until I actually learned that there are tools that can help you walk line by line through the code to figure out what's wrong.
Yeah.
And that made a huge difference.
I just learned the word recently, linting. I'd never heard the word linting. So I had to look it up because it got used in my at work. And I was like, I don't want to look like the person that says, I don't know what that is. So afterwards, I was like online looking it up. And I was like, well, what do you know? There's lots of tools that I wasn't even aware of because I'm not a developer. So yeah. Pretty cool stuff. What's one of your proudest WordPress moments?
So there's probably a few. the company I was at before, Bluehost, one of the things that we did is we did a lot of WordPress sites for Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
And I was in charge at the agency of all those sites.
Oh, that's cool.
And our company had created more WordPress websites for Coca-Cola than any other agency during that year or two, I think, that we were working on that. So that was kind of really fun to be like, yes, so, you know, there's lots like of people out there. And
I've heard of Coca-Cola. Yeah.
So that was kind of fun. And then I'd have to say our local meetup group, you know, we've really been growing. We started out with kind of a central location. I wasn't a part of it for a long time, and I'm not the one who started or anything. But I, you know, found out about it and started going and getting involved. And so now, though, we're trying to target in our county all of the kind of major cities.
Mm-hmm.
So we've actually got 4 different locations that we do right now. So I lead one about 5 minutes from my house, and
oh, nice.
And so we have a few others as well. So kind of trying to pull the community together and target the entire county.
I love it. Kind of fun. That's fantastic. Yeah. We have a small county, so we just have one. There's a meetup group in Buffalo. There's a meetup group in Rochester, and then there's not another one until New York City. In New York State. So there's about a 300 mile gap where there's no, we had people come yesterday to our co-working who drove 3.5 hours to be with us that day because we're the closest one. And I thought, wow, we got to start some more in there somewhere.
The crazy thing is we've got in Atlanta, probably 10 plus meetup groups specific to WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
And even so, we had a lady that would drive 2.5 hours to come to our meetup, which, I don't know, it kind of blew my mind that, you know, I was like, I hate driving, I hate traffic.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I'd want to do, but.
She liked you guys. That's all there was to it. She felt the affinity. I love that every place in Atlanta has the word peach in it. So I'm going to guess that all 10 of those are on Peachtree Lane or Peach Blossom Lane or Peach something.
Peachtree Street, Peachtree Road, Peachtree.
Exactly. If you weren't working in web technologies, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
So actually one of the things I realized is that I'm not going to do development forever. And so I started thinking, what is the one thing I'd want to do when I'm not doing anything else? You know, like, what do I see myself doing long term and into retirement? And so, oddly enough, investing is what I wanted to do.
Oh, cool.
So I can't say that I've got tons of funds for investing at the moment, but I was like, well, that's the direction I want to start heading. So that's something I've been actually looking into and working on, is, you know, finding some good ways of moving that direction. The idea being that at some point I'll be able to invest in the right things and generate enough money so that I can live off the interest as opposed to, you know,
yeah,
needing to earn a paycheck necessarily.
So following the market and all that kind of good stuff, huh?
Yeah. So I've tried a number of things. Most of them have been pretty successful. Some things, yeah, it could have been better, but I got into Bitcoin a little bit. Mm-hmm. I got a little too greedy, I guess, lack of smarts. I didn't put a whole ton of money in, but at some point I ended up with $18,000 worth of Bitcoin.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And so I was like, oh, I'm going to ride out this little wave and then I'm going to pull all this out. And then it crashed. So then, you know, I still made money on it, but
yeah,
not the amount that I had hoped.
I understand. And cryptocurrencies are things that are just kind of like, I've sat through classes, I've read up about it, and I still just don't get it. But, you know, you got to have money to invest in it anyway. So I'm not at that point yet, but maybe someday, by the 100th episode, maybe we'll see.
Yeah.
What's something on your bucket list?
I would have to say travel. Because I spent the majority, so this is only the fifth year in my entire life where I've actually worked for somebody else. Mm-hmm. So I've done a lot of entrepreneurial self-employment type things, which means that I've been very kind of, particularly having a lawn care company and a martial arts studio, those are very local things.
Sure.
And so I can't typically go off and travel a lot when I have those kinds of responsibilities, because if I leave, I don't make money.
Right.
So I didn't travel much most of my life. If I did, it was to an adjoining state or two, and
yeah,
that was about it. So that's actually one of the things that I've enjoyed with Bluehost, is that I can go to these WordCamps all over, and it's part of my job.
Yeah.
So I got to go to WordCamp Europe in Berlin.
Nice.
You know, got to go up to Canada for the first time, and some of those things. So it's been been fun.
Which Canadian camp did you go to?
That was, trying to remember the name. It's an easy name. I just draw a blank now that you asked.
That's okay. you can tell me later.
Starts with a B. Vancouver. There we are.
Oh, all the way out on the West Coast then. Very cool.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I've been to three Canadian camps this year already, and I'm actually delivering the keynote next month for Niagara. And but so I've all been, everything that I go to is something I can drive to for the most part. So Vancouver's a little outside of my range.
Yeah, that was me the first several years of my WordCamp career. At least Atlanta is pretty central, so I could travel to Birmingham or Nashville or Asheville or Charleston or Savannah or Tampa, right, or Jacksonville or Orlando, and all these places. So I had a large selection of camps I could go to, which is kind of nice.
That is nice for sure. Show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents that people in the WordPress community might not know.
Well, hidden talents. It's a good, I have a few little hobbies and things, I guess. I don't know if you call them talents necessarily, but one of the things I kind of enjoy is getting away from the computer and actually using my hands a little bit, and doing something that doesn't require whole lots of mental thought per se. And so I found that locksmithing/picking locks has been very fun. So that's something that most people probably don't know. So.
Yeah. Which, I can't remember which company is it now that comes to the WordCamps with the lockpick sets?
Oh, yeah, that's WordFence, I believe.
WordFence, that's right. So you're probably pretty good at that, huh?
Yeah, relatively.
I'm not a threat to anybody. I can't pick a lock for anything, but it's still fun to watch everybody else do it.
Yeah, I got to where I could pick the deadbolt and door lock on our house in about 30 seconds or less, so.
Wow.
So I was like, yeah, That's pretty good.
As long as you promise to use your powers for good and not evil, it's all okay. Well, tell us how we can find you online, website, Twitter account, that kind of thing.
Yeah, basically I am WP Scholar pretty much everywhere. So WP Scholar on Twitter, WPScholar.com is my website. WP Scholar on WordPress, Slack on WordPress, .org.
It's nice when it's consistent. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, thanks so much for being with us today and sharing your WordPress story and giving us some of your insights. It's just so much fun to hear from everybody. Everybody's got different ideas and different strengths, and it's just so much fun to be able to help tell those stories in the WordPress community. So thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
It's my pleasure. Until next time out there in WordPress world, we'll see you later.
All right.
WP Coffee Talk with Michelle Frechette is a proud supporter of WP and Up, whose mission is to support and promote positive mental health within the WordPress community. Visit their website at wpandup.org.